Yeah, no, it's actually pretty simple. I'm happy to explain it to you if you didn't get it. Yeah? Okay, so in psychoanalysis, Freud created a concept called the three agents of the human psyche. Those three are id, io, and superego. They're the agents that form our personality. So let me explain. I'll start with superego. Superego is the agent of morals. Pure lawful good energy. It's the one that's gonna set boundaries on your decisions about literally anything. For example, if you wanna call your ex because you miss them, superego is the one who's gonna tell you not to because they hurt you and they don't deserve anything else from you. Let me think about another example. Superego is the one that's gonna tell you not to eat that chocolate cake because you're gonna get zits all over your face. It's the one that's gonna tell you not to buy those jeans just because you look cute in them, since you have clothes that you didn't even use yet at home. You see how it's always trying to talk some sense into your head? Yeah. So it is the complete opposite. pure chaotic evil energy. Id is the principle of pleasure, meaning I want it and I want it now. It's the most primitive agent because it shows up first, like in all of us. That explains why some babies get so angry when they don't get what they want right away. So let's take a baby as an example in this. You know when they need to be fed and then the parent doesn't come right away and they start aggressively crying? Yeah, that's their id speaking. It needs their wishes to be satisfied right away, or else everything turns into a hot mess. And when I say hot mess, I mean a hot mess. Yeah, it is there since you were born, and it will mess with your head for sure. It's the one who's gonna tell you to call your ex because the sex was good anyway, to eat the cake because YOLO, and to buy the jeans because what's a few less bucks at the end of the month, right? Yeah, troublemaker. And ego is you, true neutral. You're the mediator of those two completely different agents fighting over what's the best decision to be made, because you're the only one who's going to execute it. So it's kind of like those cartoon things where you have an angel and a devil on your shoulder. You got it? Did that make sense? Oh, thank God. I thought my explanation was so bad. What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm glad we're getting along too. To be honest, I was kind of nervous as well. Yeah, we don't know each other a lot, and since the duos were randomly picked, this project thing could have gone very wrong. But I'm glad it didn't. Oh, and suppressing the id's desires can go very wrong. The NO case has very good examples on that. I can explain it to you if you. Why are you looking at me like that? Yeah, I guess I do get pretty excited when I talk about psychology. That is hot? What? No, you're just saying that. Stop. You're the hot one. Oh, you are. Don't act like you don't know that. With those eyes of yours, anyone would fucking melt on the spot. No, I'm not lying. There's just something about them. They're so deep. Yeah. You could get anyone with those. Yeah, including me. Come here. Yeah, let me kiss your neck. You look surprised. Didn't think a psych nerd would have the balls to get on top of you and make you moan like this. Damn, think I got the beast out of you, didn't I? No giving. Yes. Grab my hips like that and move me however you want. Feels good, doesn't it? Oh my god, your mom's rubbing myself against you like this is so good. Fuck. Yes. Now would happen if I took my hand and, oh, looks like someone is pretty excited, huh? Let me take care of that. No, baby, just relax for me. I want to make you feel good. Let me kiss your neck. Bite it a little. Slide down your lap to kiss my way down your chest. And finally, my favorite. Oh, fuck. You taste so amazing. Oh, you're fucking joking with me. Oh, fuck. You taste so amazing. You're fucking joking with me. Is it good? Yes. You look so fucking hot right now. Look at me. No, no, no. Look at me. Don't look away. I want to see the enjoyment in your eyes. Yes. You're so good to me. Yeah. Yeah. Try not to move so much, baby. Grab my hair. Yeah. Show me how you like it. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. That's right. Maybe, yeah. No, don't let me know, just fucking come in my mouth. God, you taste so fucking good. No, just stay right there. I'm not even close to done with you yet.